Hello, fellow runners. This is Ron with episode 55 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. During this episode, you can come with me and my daughter Laura as we run an 8-miler at Stone Mountain. I hope the quality of the recording is good enough for your listening pleasure. I had the mic and sometimes it is difficult for you to hear Laura. Here it is. I hope you enjoy it.
Are we starting?
There's the start, and we're walking for a minute.
1 minute?
1 minute.
Yeah.
Unless you want to walk 3 minutes.
I don't know.
No, it'd have to be 4 minutes.
So you have it on three?
I have it on one and two.
Three.
Yeah, but if you walk one,
and then walk
two more, then you're going to have another walk of a minute before you run. So that's four.
You got to get loose. Actually, there's a breeze today. A little bit. A teeny bit.
Not that much. I checked the thermometer on before we went out the door, and it was like almost 80. There's 1 minute. We're going to turn to the left up here and go down by the Carillion, run on the trail around by the marina, and then come out on the pavement.
A friend of mine, her husband just got a kayak.
Uh-huh.
He's been coming out here practicing.
Wednesday I saw somebody in a sailboat out on the lake. Yeah. Looked like a sunfish, but it looked like they didn't know how to sail it because they were like right up against the rocks over by the golf course.
Right.
You know, there's like got rocks around the green
right. That
is by the water.
Yeah.
And they were over there for a long time. And the sail was just kind of flapping in the breeze. They didn't even have air in it.
Figure out how to get off of there.
They didn't know how to tack. They just got where they were at. And see that little road right there?
Yep.
It's all downhill.
I like downhill. That means you have to come back up the hill.
Depends how you run. See, you almost have to run down this.
I know. We can run.
You want to... Oh! Notice the sign says native plant habitat, no mowing, and it's all mowed.
Well, it's rock. How do you mow it?
I'm right here.
Oh, yeah.
See the signs? It's got them on both sides, and it's all mowed.
Yeah.
I guess the people that ride lawnmowers can't read English or something. It says no mowing or cutting allowed in this area. It's all nicely mowed. Wonder how much money they spent on all those signs because they got them all the way down this road. Now are we on a one or a two right now? Well, if we're on a one, we're down at the bottom now. Yeah, we got to start running in 9 seconds. So we have to walk so we can run. Okay, remember this is our long run today, so we just take it easy. We can go this way. We've gone almost a half a mile. I'm sore from playing golf. I don't know why.
Because you use muscles that you haven't used.
Well, I haven't played in about 6 months.
That's like me with that pedal.
Because my back was...
Lifting my arms up like this.
Yeah. So my back was hurting, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't play for a long time.
There's a lot of ducks.
And we played 20 holes. We played two extras so we could throw out the two worst.
One.
We didn't
play. Well, who had a better score?
Oh, I don't know. Joe probably did. I mean, I haven't played. Plus, I just take, if I got a double bogey, I just quit after. Like if it's a par four hole, if I had six strokes, that's all I counted. You just pick up the ball after six strokes if you don't have it in. So, that way you don't back up people all over the golf course.
Right.
Playing slow. The only pars I got were on the par threes. What we'll do is run by water fountains.
Yeah. Good idea. It's hot.
Huh?
It's hot.
Not like it was yesterday. That's why you run slow on hot days.
Probably.
Oh. Huh? Probably.
Have you ever seen that show, Undercover Boss?
Yeah.
Did you see when they did? Whoever owns Stone Mountain now? Some amusement.
Hirsch family owns Stone Mountain Park. Or leases it from the state anyway.
Well, they, the duck guy, the duck boat driver, they came out and visited him undercover.
Uh-huh.
But he was funny because he, well, you know, with the kids, he was really good.
Uh-huh.
And, they made him, he was so good with all the new employees and with the kids, and they promoted him to go to all the Hirsch parks to train people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the duck boat driver here.
One of them.
One of them.
They got about three of them, yeah. I think. Three boats, they may have more people drive them.
Right.
I've seen him out here.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go to the left. Go back on the trail.
Did it lose the satellite?
No. That was just our first mile.
That's it?
Huh?
I said, that's it? 1 mile.
13:48. Pretty slow, but
that's okay.
For a long run, that's about what it's supposed to be, about 13. And since we're running mostly on the trail and running and walking, should be slow. Left turn right here.
Mm-hmm.
Should have let you go first so you get the cobwebs instead of me.
Nope, I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you listen to the podcast or ran out here with the other people?
The what?
With the people from Twitter. Did you listen to my podcast where a bunch of us came out here and ran?
No.
Oh.
But it's on the thing, right?
Yeah.
Are those Twitter people?
Yeah, Twitter people. Yeah, we ran the trail around the mountain. Yeah. What is it? Last summer, up here by this pine tree with the mark on it, used to be a hornet's nest. That's probably to keep the hornets away. We won't go that way. We'll go up this sidewalk and run down the road to the island. No.
Oh.
It's just those stairs there.
So I'm used to running upstairs.
Oh, are you?
My butt hurts the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole week. I don't know if it's because of temperature. I've been struggling all week.
When it's as hot as it's been,
even at boot camp,
you end up running slower anyway.
Yeah.
I did. I came out here yesterday afternoon, did intervals, then did 10 quarters.
Yeah.
Talk about slow.
Yeah.
But I ran around the mountain, so you, when you're doing intervals, you're supposed to be doing them on a track, not running
right
up hills.
Right.
So some of them were slow just because I was running uphill.
Right.
But I figure it's the effort that counts.
Well, I think
I was probably running as hard, even though I was going slower, just because I was going uphill.
Right. Well, I think what I'm going to do at Peachtree and put my gym boss on 1 and 3, and for as long as I can, the first probably 2 or so miles, I'm gonna run average for the 3 minutes and try to run faster the 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get tired, I'm gonna run the 3 minutes and walk the 1 minute. That's my plan.
You'd probably do better if you just did it consistent,
just
3 and 1 the whole way from the start.
Walking, 3 and walking 1. Yeah.
Running 3 and walking 1. Then you don't have to think about it. You just,
yeah, just do it.
Are in auto mode.
Right.
It's cool right here on the bridge.
That breeze.
Coming off the water, yeah.
I'm going on, on that trail.
Yeah.
I gotta start drinking more water. I really gotta concentrate on that this week.
With drinking more water?
Trying to.
Thing to do is drink about a glass and a half before you even start running.
Yeah, then I'll go pee.
Of cold water. I read some information that said that
it's gonna be cold.
They did the test with athletes drinking cold water before they ran.
Right.
And then the ones that just drank regular water,
right,
the ones that drank the cold water could run faster longer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a big old thing. I don't know how. 32 ounces over there. I gotta start trying to drink 3 of those.
You ever run out here on this island?
A long time ago.
Do a right turn at that trail right there. Yeah, at the root.
Turn right at the root.
Then there'll be plenty more of them.
Plenty more roots.
Uh-huh.
At least this is a decent size. I know.
Yeah. And evergreens across the water right over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like 100 yards, 200 yards across that water. You can see the back of the hotel right over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, this will help me some on that. We signed up for that frog pen thing yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Is that a trail run?
Yep.
When is it?
The same day as your half marathon recently.
Oh.
It's October 3rd, I think.
3rd or 4th?
Yeah. What's on a Saturday?
Yeah. It was a faster mile. That was 13. We're really picking the pace up.
Woohoo. I don't feel like it.
For a long run, according to Galloway's book and the program I'm using,
yeah,
long run, you should do about 13-minute pace.
I'm doing a half marathon. I'm starting.
Am I doing a half marathon? What do you mean?
Half marathon training.
Well, I'm using this 10K mm-hmm training because I have a little bit more speed in it.
I don't care about speed.
But it's the same
start
thing as about as the run walk stuff is the same. It's just the pace that you run it at and the distance. I think for 10K, I don't think you have to run 13 in training.
What's the part of that?
Probably, I think it's around 10. I haven't looked at it. 10 or 11. Yeah. Where in half marathon training,
there you go.
You go 13, and you may even have a 14-mile day. One of the advantages of being on a trail is you're in the shade mostly.
Yeah. And man, you can feel it when you're out there in the sun on the concrete.
I know.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what training program I'm gonna do.
For which?
I mean, I'm gonna do a run walk one.
For which?
For the half marathon. I'm gonna start.
Oh.
We got the beach tree.
You ought to do is...
That's about 6 months.
Yeah, you ought to do is a half marathon program to finish, to start with.
Yeah. I just might not do.
And then see if...
15 miles.
And then see if you're doing okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe switch to his finish time when he has... ones like if you want to finish it in a certain amount of time,
yeah,
then you... on your interval days, you run certain pace, and you'll have hill training days too, where you'll do like intervals on a hill, run up and walk back.
Running up the hill.
Yeah. Well, his aren't real steep hills. They're longer.
Yeah, there's one right there by the track.
Yeah.
On the street. We got one at the track that's on the grass. It's a little bit steeper and shorter.
Uh-huh. The big white dog.
Mm-hmm. And then the road is a gradual longer hill.
Uh-huh.
So it'll probably be pretty good for it.
So I got his book on half, you know, that has half marathon training in it.
Yeah.
And I've also got that PC coach program. So if you want me to put a thing in PC coach for you, and then I can print the pages out, give you the whole thing.
But I'm gonna try to lose 7 pounds by the time the marathon, 6 months.
Yeah.
By the time the half marathon comes.
I'm trying to decide where to get reservations at Disney.
Or outside.
Well, no, what I do, if we go down there early, do what I did last time, I got reservations at the Residence Inn.
For Thursday night.
Well, we stayed at the Residence Inn 2 nights because I get discount, and it was like, it was I think we ended up paying $45 a night for the Residence Inn.
Nice.
For 2 nights, it was like 90 bucks.
Right.
And really, could stay there the whole time if wanted to save money. It's by International Drive.
Well, I have my mom checking one of the people that works with her.
Uh-huh.
Wife works at Disney.
Oh.
So she's gonna see if she can get a discount on the hotel.
Oh.
So. And park, because you don't get a ticket for the in the park, right?
No.
But like if we want to go to Epcot.
See, the advantage of the half marathon is it's on Saturday, so if you stay Sunday, the people are doing the marathon and the goofy are running Sunday also, and you're not.
Right. So.
This is kind of rocky in here. This is why you don't go real fast on the trail.
I need a little slide down.
Huh?
Get on some of those tiny needles and slide down.
Nah. wonder what kind of a discount she could get.
I don't know.
They probably don't.
The parks, I'm thinking she might be able to get us in for free.
Oh.
They changed it a little bit where they got to meet you there.
Oh, really?
But, on my side.
After you get in, you're in, right?
Yeah, once you get in, you're in. So, she didn't think that would be a problem. So, I'm going to, when it gets a little bit closer, but now the hotel, I'm going to, because also a lot of times they have Florida resident specials for stuff. You know, I'm gonna, you know, see if my mama. I'm gonna check that out too in case.
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully I can still get good discounted residence in, because that's a, you know, it's got a kitchen and a living area, and then
I could sleep on the couch. Well, I might just stay at my mom.
Yeah.
Like that first night, but I would like to stay at Disney for the, you know.
Well, it's a lot easier getting up at in the morning and getting the bus at 4 when you're right there.
Yeah.
And they drive up the door and pick you up.
I'd
rather
do that.
See, and Rhonda likes to stay at Beach Club because of the boardwalk being right there.
Yeah.
It's just the Beach Club is one of the
more expensive.
Yeah, it's
she can get on the monorail and go over there, or a bus.
You'd have to go on a bus because the monorail doesn't go that way.
Stay at you know, they have that one that I stayed at, Mardi Gras. It's not expensive.
Oh, really?
Well, it's not. Well, see, now when I did that 10K, they had a package.
Uh-huh.
And you got 2 nights for like $100 and something.
Well, they usually have a marathon package, but...
Or it was like $200, but me and that girl split it.
But I'm thinking what they used to have, like the Beach Club and all these, but I think they do the more
outer,
moderate price ones now.
Which probably is not a deal.
Yeah.
Because we got, well, we got the race, 2 nights hotel, and a park ticket. And it was $200 and something, and we split it.
Uh-huh. This right here is a little technical.
Yeah. I'm like calling the husband,
but... There are certain spots, even though you're in your run mode, you don't run. Because you'll be in your crash mode.
Yeah, no doubt.
All this section along right here by the lake is that one section right there. Well, time to walk. That's the worst section on the whole trail.
We don't go back this way, do we?
It just depends. If we go all the way around, we won't.
Have you ever tried to get a hotel on Priceline or?
No. I've always been skeptical of those. I don't know that I should be, but. Some of them, it's like you go on there and make your choice and you don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, and until you already get it, and then if you don't like it, you're just stuck.
Right.
See, we may run over to the big hill that goes up over here,
uh-huh,
and then turn around and run down the sidewalk back.
Yeah.
What? This is the only part I've ever run into a snake. Right here. Yep. Probably poison ivy.
Poison ivy or something.
Well, you're not supposed to touch anything green. Huh? When you run the trail, don't touch anything.
Not a well-run trail.
When you If you just don't touch anything green, you're all right.
Yeah, okay. Too late.
Huh?
Okay, too late.
When you're in a trail like this, you gotta keep your eye on.
I know, that's why I've been like watching your back here on the ground. Make sure I don't.
And if you're running with somebody and you're too close up behind them, they might jump over something and you not have a chance to react to it. Particularly on this trail with all these roots and the rocks sticking up and those things.
Yeah, that last week they marked every single root almost.
Did they?
Yeah.
Track Club has their last cross-country race of the season over at Milton High School now.
Yeah.
And their cross-country course, all the roots are painted day-glow colored.
Yeah, they are. They painted them.
Yeah, this section of the trail is closed. Because of the flood back in September.
Yeah, because I bet it was over this, huh?
Well, it washed out the dam at the other end of this lake and took out the road.
Yeah.
And they still haven't got that road fixed. And then there's one bridge over close to the playground that's missing. But these bridges didn't used to be here when I first started running this trail anyway.
Right.
You just had to get over the creek on rocks. See if it's a sign.
Right.
The reroute sign is over on that side and you don't even see it.
Yeah, well, let's come out by a water fountain.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Well, we'll come out right by the playground. And we can go into the playground. They've got a restroom and a water fountain. There's more little rocks on this part than there's. Well, there's a lot of roots too, but the rocks kind of stick up at weird. Yeah. When was the last time you ran on this trail?
Oh, 10 years ago?
Oh.
I don't know. Some things you never forget.
This right in here, that tree, used to be my halfway around marker.
Yeah.
It's not halfway around, but it was close enough.
Yeah.
Like if you run from that side and you start over by the village,
that
tree's right around 2.5 miles, three in that range.
Yeah, you can almost hit the trail on that.
I know.
Well, because there's Gary that's at my work.
Uh-huh.
Probably about 3 or so years ago. He trained for the Silver Comet Half Marathon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and he trained. He did very good, I mean. And he ran it, and then he totally stopped running.
Oh, really?
He gained weight.
And why'd he do that? He just had that one goal, and he did it, and that was it, right?
That's what he wanted to do, and then... But now, he gave me his half, he got his half mile, half marathon training thing out of Runner's World.
Uh-huh.
So he gave it to me because he put it on a spreadsheet. But,
they have different ones.
His goal was to run without stopping. I don't have that desire. So.
Sure you do.
He came to work yesterday and he goes, "Well, you inspired me." And I got on the treadmill last night. So he goes, "But I'm not gonna do it to." He's wanting to do it so when he does other activities, he's not dying.
Yeah.
You know, he's not wanting to go run a race.
Uh huh.
And I said, well, it doesn't matter. I said, that's all. You do it for why you want to do it. I mean, and Karen, she went and bought the E90X.
That thing is an extreme workout thing.
Yeah, I know. My boot camp's kind of like that. So, we went and bought that. I want her to make me a coffee.
Karen. MTV Karen?
No, my Karen at work.
Oh.
Me and her are the only two employees at work that are shooting down.
Oh.
Besides the BT.
Uh-huh. Heard from MTV Karen lately?
Nope. Not in a while. I did go to Christmas and went right and Lauren allowed it. I went to school with him as friends. Me, her, and Karen and Susan were like
best buds.
I met her. I hadn't seen her in 20 years.
Uh-huh.
She looked exactly the same. But she met me and my mom and she brought us two boys.
Uh-huh. Even though it's hot and humid, I prefer running outside to a treadmill.
You do or don't?
I do.
Well, I don't like running on a treadmill, period.
Well, I don't either.
I hate it. And that's what Gary told me. He said, because he was training for that Silver Comet thing, and he said one time he did like 10 miles on the treadmill.
Oh, that's too much.
I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have made it. 10 miles on a treadmill. You gotta have mental. I'd rather run it through. Once you warm up, you're warm.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks to start with, but.
You know, our average pace is going down the drain on this trail. But we're not supposed to be worried about that anyway.
Nope.
As soon as it beeps.
It did?
No. I'd be walking if it did. There you go. What? It's just a little hill.
These are the steep little ones are what killed you.
Oh, yeah. It is steep.
See, I'm feeling it in my butt. Do you not?
Huh? No, I'm feeling it in my quads because day before yesterday, I did a...
What's your quad?
These,
okay, I'm feeling it.
Your bike muscles in front.
What's the back?
That's hamstrings.
Well, my butt and my knees.
Because I did an interval workout on my bicycle for 10 miles.
Yeah.
And that worked those quads. See, I can stand riding my bike trainer. That's different than a treadmill. But I still can't do it. Like, I don't know that I could sit there for an hour and a half and ride my bike on trainer.
When we were doing that, we were doing that track for that summer.
Uh-huh.
In the winter, we did it at her house. And she had her bike set up on the, what you got?
Yeah.
And we would do intervals on the bike.
Yeah.
You know, like a minute. And then she'd take it to the next part of one and we'd do a minute.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. That's the thing. She goes and adds everything.
Uh-huh.
Some running, biking. I mean, not a lot, by any means, but.
See, they're still working on the dam and road. I think they're trying to make it where if they get a big rain thing, they can.
Oh, yeah, it'll control it.
Yeah. So I think the water just came down the mountain and filled up the lake and rushed right over the top of that road and just eroded it away. There's a bunch of roots right in here. See, this used to be the way it was. Just rocks across creeks.
Right.
And the next one we come to, they built a bridge and cleared all the rocks out. Well, the bridge is gone.
Uh-huh.
Unless they rebuilt it since the last time I ran out here. I think that beeped to walk, didn't it?
Yeah.
Time to run.
Huh?
time to run now. If I had planned on running this trail, I would have worn my trail shoes.
So for my birthday, if you get me anything, get me a gift certificate, just whatever you want, then I'm going to put it towards shoes. I was thinking about going to the State Peak Running Company.
Yeah.
You know?
That might be a good place to go.
I just like them because they send that email. Uh-huh. I've never been there, but they send
they have a lot of things that they do.
Yeah, that's why I thought they have a charity.
You know, there's a Fleet Feet in Lawrenceville on the square.
In Lawrenceville?
Yeah, and they run every Tuesday night at 6 or 6:30.
Oh, really?
Yep, you could stop by there on the way home from work. Yeah. See, this is where the bridge was. Okay. Now there's rocks here again.
Well,
see, they put these rocks back because they weren't here.
I can't believe those old ladies are down here.
Yep. Here's some stairs to run.
Woohoo! Huh? Just in time. How far are we going?
4.24 miles in 1 hour.
I don't know how to get it.
We're averaging 14, 12 a mile right now.
Yeah.
But running two and walking one and being on the trail also,
yeah,
that's why it's so much slower. We were doing two and one on the pavement.
We'd be faster.
We'd probably be running 12:30, something like that. See, this dam even had,
yeah.
See how it's washed out right there? It's an awful fast minute here lately.
Okay. Are we almost to the playground?
It's right there.
Oh, good, I need a drink.
We gotta go around the front and come in the gate.
Oh.
Unless you wanna climb over this chain link here.
You're going faster though.
That's, oh yeah.
Faster than you are.
Well, there's a possibility that the Garmin's losing some distance too in the woods. Shouldn't lose much, but what do you got?
5:47.
Oh. But see how you're changing your stride around.
Yeah.
That
makes a difference.
Yeah. Come out on pavement and then end up running uphill.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm stopping my watch here. Perfect timing. Yeah. That's the end of the podcast for today. That was just the first part of our run. The second part will be in episode 56 of The Lost Trail Runner. It will be completed and published shortly. See you then.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.